We welcome you this morning to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here on this Sunday morning. And in our call to worship, we're working our way through Ephesians chapter 4, dealing with that first verse that says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And we're looking through this chapter because the Apostle Paul tells us how we can walk worthy of the Lord. He shares with us the truths that help us to walk worthy of the Lord. And we're down in verse 11 today. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so we see that one of those areas in which we are made to walk worthy is being edified by those that God has placed in our lives to communicate God's Word to us. That's how we are able to walk worthy. Being in the house of God, being under the preaching of the Word of God is how we learn to walk with the Lord in a worthy fashion. You know, as a middle schooler, we used to have a track team. And in the sixth grade, our track coach was Coach Dean. And he was not one that put up with foolishness. And when you went out there to run, you ran. Because his voice could penetrate bark on pine trees from 1,000 feet. He just had that ability. It sounded like he was right there in your ear as you were running. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! I can hear those words just coming across. He didn't need a megaphone. And he expected us to run, and he would get out there with us. He said, you know, when you're running, you gotta run on the balls of your feet. I remember him saying that over and over again. I don't want to see any heel runners. I want to see you running on the balls of your feet. I want to see you pushing off with each step. And he was teaching us how to run worthily in a race. And we need to understand that we can't run worthily if we're not being edified by the individuals that God has put in our hearts and lives, either because we're not present for the edification or we're not listening to the edification. We're not taking to heart the edification that's given to us. That's how we learn to walk worthy of the Lord. I don't think there's an individual here this morning that would say, Pastor Todd, I don't want to walk worthy of the Lord. I think everybody's aspiration is to walk worthily. The question is, how do you do that? How do you do that? Well, you can't do it the world's way. You can't do it religion's way. You have to do it God's way as given in the Word of God. And so I'm so thankful this morning that God has given us gifts of individuals to encourage us in the walk that we have, so that we walk worthy of our Lord.